You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of Scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In a doghouse. You would like that. I want to point out that there's no air conditioning in the tent or the doghouse. Oh, you're kind of okay with that. There's also no screens. Like, no TV, no tablet, nothing. How do you feel about that one? Oh, that one's a little bit, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm gonna bring a tablet and I'm gonna take the computer and that.
Okay. And so if that were the case, if you were in a tent outside, you wouldn't have air conditioning. You wouldn't have screens, at least the TV, right? You also would not have our kitchen and our dining room. And so you would have to come into our house in order to get those things, right? Yeah. And do you think that you would? Yeah. You think you would maybe do that kind of regularly? Okay, so you would take food from our house and then you would take that into your tent.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. But you would need to come to the house in order to get that stuff, right? Yeah. Well, so that's kind of what...
Uh-huh. You could take the oranges depending on what time of the year it is.
Oh, sure, yeah. You could eat the oranges off the orange tree, but they're pretty sour right now. They're not super ripe. Okay. But there's certain things that a house provides, right? Yeah. And that's kind of what Jesus is saying here. He's saying that he's sort of the house that provides his disciples what they need. And that's kind of throughout all of these readings, and that's what we're going to talk about. So what are the things that we need from Jesus?
Forgiveness,
yeah. What else?
Love.
Love, yeah. What else? Sure, like all of those good things, those come from God, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Jesus.
Right,
and God gives us Jesus, right? Yeah. And so all of that comes because we're kind of in his house. Like, not like this place being his house, but being in his house in terms of just kind of being there and living in him, right? Because we're his, right? He's the person that we get all of that good stuff from, right? So let's pray and thank him for providing all of that. Lord God, we thank you for being our house, for giving us all that we need from you, and we ask that you would continue to work in us and be for us that which we can get no place else. Pray this all in your holy name. Amen. All right, head on back. Thank you very much.
Love you, Dad.
Love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come to give us a place and even a person to dwell within. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where are you living? That particular question is probably being asked around this campus a lot. Maybe even as you were driving in or walking in, you saw kind of big lines that were lined up in front of the dorms and people that were there trying to get an early start on moving into Gilchrist or moving into Reagan's or moving into some other dorm. And those questions might come up. Where are you living? Well, I'm living in this dorm. Or maybe you're living off campus someplace. That question becomes kind of a big question around this time of year. In fact, you may have also seen the Pan-Hellenic recruitment girls that may have been walking around. They were walking around when I was driving in, and so maybe they're still walking around now, and they're also trying to figure out where they're going to be living. You know, which one of these houses is going to suit me? Which one of these houses is going to give me a bid? There's that kind of idea of where they are living as well. And all of that gives us some kind of entry into this first reading, this reading from Proverbs. And we don't often read in the lectionary out of the book of Proverbs. So the book of Proverbs is this book that it gives us a kind of a biblical wisdom. It gives us kind of this sense of like, okay, well, what is it about life that is different when we recognize that we are a part of God's people, when we're a part of God's family? And here in this section of Proverbs, there's kind of a personalization of wisdom. And so there's this creature, this character that is wisdom who is calling out into the street. So there's kind of this interesting picture that's being developed. There's sort of this, you know, this kind of almost like a matron of the house, who is, you know, she's hewn her seven pillars, she's gotten everything about her house together, she's mixed her wine, she's got her bread going, she's got everything that's going together, and then she has some helpers, she's got some women that are kind of her marketing team, and they're going out, and they are yelling into the street, they're saying, come in to this house of wisdom. And there's kind of this idea there of that wisdom is this thing that calls out to us, and it invites us into a house where we'll get what we need, into a house where we can experience the mixed wine and the bread that's being offered there. And yet, along with that, there's also kind of this understanding that, well, not everybody stops in to the house of wisdom. You know, the wisdom matron has to actually send out her marketing team. She actually has to put those women out in order to call people in, because otherwise people just kind of walks right on by. And maybe we see that in our own lives as well. Maybe we see people that walk by a lot of wisdom in order to skip on wisdom and to kind of go to something else. It kind of reminds me of one of the I think, best-named churches in Tallahassee. So it's this little tiny church that is on South Adams Street. It operates out of a storefront. I don't think it's a very big church, but I think it's got a great name. Now, you know, one of the things that you'll notice when you start looking around at churches and their names is that you can kind of tell a little bit something about the church by its name. In fact, there's kind of this fun little game that I've learned to play when we're traveling a long distance and I see something and I kind of try to figure out, you know, if that church name would be better off being a church or kind of a dispensary. There's a place just outside of St. Louis that is called Ascend. And they've got this, you know, this great logo, and it's Ascend, and I was like, man, that looks like a great church. And then I look a little bit closer, and it's Ascend Dispensary. It's like, oh, well, I guess that makes sense too. And there's maybe some churches that kind of do the same thing, but this place is not that. This place actually has this name that seems to be connected to this reading. This little storefront church is called Come in the House Outreach Ministries. And there's kind of that sense of like, oh yeah, that's a really good church name. Yeah, we're in this denomination in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, where it seems like almost every other church is called St. Paul or Trinity. And we could do with some creativity around our names and do a little bit of Come in the House Ministries, because that's what this is all about. It's all about having a spot here that we can invite people in and we can share with them the wisdom that is coming from God. And that wisdom isn't just a wisdom about how we live our lives. It's also a wisdom of what empowers that life. And that seems to be what Paul is getting at in this reading that we have in Ephesians. That reading that kind of warns the Ephesian people against living their lives in a way that is outside of the house. Living their lives in a way that is not wisdom. And he's telling them to stay away from those things. He's telling them to not go past the house of wisdom and to try things out in other houses, but rather go to that house of wisdom and see what it has to offer to you. Well, and that point just gets sort of magnified all over again when we see the gospel reading and Jesus talking to the people in this gospel reading. Now, we're here at the end of this thing that gets called the Bread of Life Discourse in John 6. And here we've got Jesus speaking some words that, they're freaking people out. Jesus appears to be advocating cannibalism of himself. He's saying, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And you've got these, these good, pious Jewish people that are hearing this and going, whoa, that is way outside of the norm. Because they've never heard anything like that. To eat the flesh of another human being, that sounds icky, that sounds gross, that sounds terrible. And to drink the blood of any animal in Judaism would have been considered something that would have made you unclean, and much less drinking the blood of another human being. You can see why people start to check out with Jesus. They've been in the house of wisdom for a little while, and they've appreciated what they've gotten there, but now Jesus has gotten to the fifth course in a seven-course meal, and they're not sure that they can handle it. And so they start checking out. And so as they're checking out, as Jesus is seeing these people that are picking up their stuff and they're going home, these people that had called themselves his disciples, he looks at the 12, at that close-knit unit of people, and he says, well, how about you? Are you going to go as well? And the response from Peter comes back to Jesus. If you've been with us through certain seasons of the church, you know that this is one of the things that we sing right before we read the gospel in some seasons. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. See, Peter recognizes something about Jesus that he's not going to be able to get anyplace else. Now, I mentioned the Ascend Dispensary on the way to St. Louis, and one of the things that we do when we go and visit my family in St. Louis right before we leave is we go to this place called Schnucks. Now, Schnucks is neither a church nor a dispensary. It is a grocery store, though, a St. Louis-based grocery store, and that St. Louis-based grocery store, well, it carries St. Louis things. And maybe you know of things that are from wherever you're from that you can only get in that place. But for a St. Louisan, when we go there, we need to pick up, some Red Hot Riblets. We need to pick up some Toasted Ravs. We need to pick up some Fitz's root beer, and we need to pick up some Schlafly beer. And all of those things are things that we can only get in St. Louis. And that's kind of what Peter is recognizing in Jesus here. He's recognizing that Jesus gives us some stuff that we can't get anyplace else. And sure, we can try. And sometimes we'll you know, maybe find a knockoff brand. It's kind of like the girls were selling Girl Scout cookies for the past few years, and there's this brand that has come out. I'm not going to even mention what the brand name is because, yeah, they're horrible people. Because they take the Girl Scout cookie basic recipe and they are offering it for less than what Girl Scout cookies cost. And they're kind of giving you this thing that's, you know, kind of off-brand Girl Scout cookie, like off-brand Thin Mint. And who wants that? Apparently a lot of people. But it's kind of that feel where we can go a lot of other places in life. And we can get off-brand Jesus. We can get things that, you know, they kind of seem like they hit the same spot for us. We can go other places and we can feel like those places maybe give us this thing that helps us to manage the guilt that we feel inside of us. We can go other places and we can go and find things that we feel justify us for our lives and the way that we live our lives. We can go other places and we can go to those places and we can look for joy in them. We can go to other places and we can look in those places for excitement. We can go to other places and we can try to find a whole lot of things that Christ offers to us himself. We can go to those places and eventually, as we try off-brand Jesus, we find that it's not the same as what we get in his house. We find that, you know, even though it's the same recipe, it's not the same thing that grandma used to cook. There's something off. And so Peter is recognizing what I think we should all recognize. So yeah, there's good stuff out there. There's a lot of things that Jesus, you know, doesn't bother competing with. He says, you know, go and enjoy life, enjoy the world, enjoy the good things that are in the world. But there are certain things that only I am offering you. The forgiveness of your sins, the Holy Spirit, the knowledge that you are okay with God, and the knowledge that you are put on mission with him. All of those things that come from Jesus, that come from God, those things are specific to him. And we can give thanks for them because we know where to go. We know that we can go to Christ because Christ has for us the words of eternal life. We know that when we go to Christ, we have a place where we can dwell, a person in whom we can dwell that is specific, who gives us the specific and unique things of his kingdom. So as you go out into this world, enjoy what it has to offer. But also remember that there is a house of wisdom that calls to you to give you the best things in life from Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise as we continue with the hymn of the day.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.